Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everybody, tonight we're debating whether or not lolicons are pedos, and we are starting right now with LP, aka I Hypocrite's opening statement. Thanks so much for being with us, LP. The floor is all yours.
Yeah, hey James, great to be here as always. And lolicon is a portmanteau of the words Lolita and complex. Lolita refers to the book, of course, by the Russian author, in which a middle-aged man sexually abuses a 12-year-old girl. It's one of the most famous works of fiction that involved pedophilic interests. And the word complex, which refers to a psychological complex, which could be defined as like a preoccupation or an obsession. So the word lolicon, the root etymology of the word, means a obsession with underage sex. In addition to that, and this was the one part I wanted to do a screen share for, so let me get that going. But anybody can also try this at home. It doesn't work on phones from what I tried, but it does work on a desktop computer. Hopefully you guys can see this. So if I go to google.com and in Google, I type in English to Japanese, and then in the English box, I type in lolicon. It's going to translate into lolicon. But then they've got these little two arrows here I can click to reverse the translation back. And you're going to see it translates back to lolicon, but below here it gives us a definition. And the definition says a noun, pedophile. And then below that it says sexual attraction to children. So Google defines the term lolicon as a sexual attraction to children. Now, how do I stop my screen share here? Stop video? No, that's not it. Well, it's weird because it always like minimizes the thing. You do it on your side, please. So, okay. So the reason Google translates lolicon as a pedophile who has a sexual attraction to children, which is redundant, but I guess they really wanted to drive the point home, is because that's how it's used in Japan, where the term comes from. So if you, again, you can try this in Google. If you type in lolicon teachers, you're going to get some stories that come up in your results about teachers in Japan who are perving on their students, sexually molesting their students, you know, taking photos in the bathroom, stuff like that. And these are going to be published on websites like JapanToday.com or TokyoReporter.com. These are Japanese media outlets reporting on the issue they're having there, which is the teachers who are perving on the real life human students that they have. And it's such a problem, they've had to come up with, you know, a battery of like psychological tests that they give to people who are trying to become teachers to make sure that they aren't pedophiles. You know, and again, those are real students that they're perving on, and but they call them lolicon teachers. That's how they describe them. Now, what we're talking about for the purpose of this debate is a little bit different. This refers to the, I guess you could call it a fandom, I don't know, but we're talking about the Japanese art form, the manga anime style drawings of girls. And it can, there's a range when it comes to this stuff. So there's the stuff that's fairly innocuous, and I would say that maybe you're not necessarily a pedophile just because you like it. You know, it's it, you can almost even say it's wholesome. Like when I was a kid, we had Sailor Moon. That was a cartoon I watched as a kid. And I wouldn't say that you're necessarily a pedophile just because you watch Sailor Moon. Although if a grown man was watching Sailor Moon, I probably wouldn't let him babysit my kids just to be safe. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have just explicitly, graphically obscene depictions of children being raped and penetrated. This is pornographic material that is created for people to masturbate to. Again, it's drawings and animations depicting just graphic and obscene, you know, sexual activities involving children. It doesn't have to involve children, but this is what I'm talking about for the purpose of the debate. So for the purpose of this debate, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to argue about the stuff that's in the gray area unless my opponent wants to concede that the hardcore stuff is pedophilic. If he wants to say that that stuff, the explicit obscene material, is pedophilic, then okay, we can have a conversation about the gray area. But you have to understand the entire axiomatic worldview that these lolicons hinge on is that nothing you do in the realm of fiction can be immoral or can matter in any way or can have any kind of real world implication. And so because of that, he can't say that the explicit drawings of children are pedophilic. So that's where we're going to talk about the explicit stuff. We're not going to waste our time in the gray area. Now, I've had the pleasure or misfortune of kicking the lolicon nest once or twice on Twitter already. So I'm already familiar with the common arguments that they like to make to defend their repugnant hobby. And most of these arguments are so bad that I'm not going to even bother talking about them right now. If my opponent wants to bring them up, I'm happy to respond to them then. But I'm just going to focus on, I guess, what I would personally consider to be the strongest argument that they have, which is they like to say how there's no scientific research which links liking these drawings to being a pedophile. Now, as far as I know, that is true. That research hasn't been done. A bunch of lab coats haven't gotten together and you know, done the phallometric testing required to determine whether or not the people who like these cartoons are sexually attracted to children. The research hasn't been done at all. So it hasn't been proven in that exact direct sense that they are pedophiles. And of course, it hasn't been proven that they are. Of course, here in the debate field, we know that the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. So just because that research doesn't exist doesn't mean that there isn't the link there. That just hasn't been explicitly tested in a research lab setting. Having said that, there is enough research on this stuff that as long as we're willing to use our own cognition and connect a few dots, we can show that in fact, science does tell us that lolicons are pedophiles. And that's what I'm going to do for you right now. So the first thing you have to know is that studies on child porn, you know, real quote unquote child porn with real children, these studies have shown a few things. The first off is that there's a high correlation between people who look at child porn and molesting children. Really high, in fact, as high as like 85%, according to some studies. The second thing you need to know is that a child pornography offense, so somebody who's been sent to prison or convicted of a child pornography crime, it's been determined by some of the world's foremost experts on pedophilia that is a valid diagnostic indicator for being a pedophile. In fact, what they found is that looking at child porn is a better indication that somebody is a pedophile than actually having molested a child. Now, to the uninitiated, that might seem strange. You might think, well, obviously, if you molest a child, you're a pedophile, which I would agree. But to be a clinically diagnosed pedophile, you have to have a preference for children. So some people could molest children, but not necessarily prefer children as their sexual partners. Somebody who looks at child porn, that indicates that they almost certainly do have a preference for underage sexual partners. Okay. So that's the first thing you got to know. The second thing is that many people in all civilized Western countries have been jailed and convicted of trafficking or possessing this material that we're talking about, this lolicon material. So we have convictions for people here in the United States of America, in Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, and many other places. So we can really take this and put it into a just nice little airtight syllogism where we would say P1, being convicted of a child porn crime is an indicator of pedophilia. P2, trafficking in this material, we're talking about the obscene depictions of children and sexual activities, is a child porn crime for which you can go to jail. C, conclusion, lolicons are pedophiles. And the last thing I'll add to that, and I'm just about finished my opening, but the last thing I'll add is that Ray Blanchard, one of the people involved in the studies on pedophilia, one of those foremost experts, he did a paper where he suggested changes to the DMSV5 or whatever it's called, the thing that psychologists use to determine how to diagnose these conditions. And he suggested that for diagnosing pedophiles, you should treat any kind of attraction to fictional or fake children the same way as you would treat looking at real child porn. So that was a recommendation from one of the experts. And there was also an Ask Me Anything on Reddit that a doctor did, who, a psychologist who treats pedophiles in Germany. He said he's been treating pedophiles for 9 years and he didn't ask me anything. And somebody asked him, what do you think of this lolicon manga stuff? And his answer was to say that he thinks that it indicates you're a pedophile and it leads to increased likelihood to look at real stuff. So he said he thought it was like a stepping stone that pedophiles use that then will lead them to more likely to look at actual children being sexually abused. So that's my opening argument. Lolicons are obviously pedophiles. I rest my case.
Thank you very much for that opening statement, LP. And want to let you know, folks, if it's your first time here at Modern Day Debate, we are a neutral platform hosting debates on science, religion, and politics. We hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you are from. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button as we have plenty more debates coming up. For example, on the bottom right of your screen, Alex Stein and Hunter Avalon collide. This is coming up in the next month. You don't want to miss it. The topic is still being negotiated, so hit that subscribe button so you don't miss it. And with that, thanks so much for being with us. Evad, the floor is all yours.
Thank you. I'm about to share screen right now. Let's share the screen. Tell me when you are able to see it.
Yep. We can see it crystal clear.
Okay. Let's start off defining pedophilia, since we are talking about something being equal to another thing. The pedophilic disorder is classified under the DSM-5, and that's an objective definition. That's not a legal definition. That is a clinical definition. You need to have attraction, a recurrent attraction to a prepubescent child that has less than 13 years old. And some people doesn't know, but even if you are a minor, you can be diagnosed with it, even if you are 16, 17. It's clear that even though what he said is correct, there is one expert that said that, hey, maybe fictional children, they should be included in the diagnosis. What is actually put forward and actually come out as the definition is that biological children should be the ones that make up for the diagnosis. Because when you put up like fictional children, what is a complete messy concept that you cannot put yourself behind it, and I'll show it more forward, is you kind of get anything, literally anything that you subjugate as a child. And sociological children, as a like legal child or someone that is like 7 years old, does not classify someone as a pedophile because they are already post-pubescent. We agree on that, okay? Is fourth, paraphilic disorders, as any disorder, there is two criteria that has to be met to actually diagnose somebody with it. And the first criteria is harm. The disorder must cause harm. In pedophilia, it is obvious that cause harm because child cannot consent to the act. So when the pedophilic engages on it, he's molesting or raping a child, is raping by definition. And dysfunction, as in you have to not be able to complete the intended situation, like what is supposed to be doing with sex, reproduction. You cannot reproduce with a prepubescent cell, so it's dysfunctional. One other thing that is interesting is that on the Japanese side that goes about pedophilia, they stated that lolicon is clearly misconstructed and not recognized as different and is misunderstood by the general public, but it is different. Now let's go defining lolicon. First of all, I need to make a small correction on the definition. It's a slang word, so there is no objective clinical definition of it. But I want to say that these two characters right here, there's 9-year-old and 8-year-old, they are not lollies. Regardless, they are young, stated young. They do not look like a lolly. So the lolly is an aesthetic. It's not an age number that you just put on a character or a title. Because of this difference of age and what is a lolly, you can be considered a lolicon for somebody that's older than you. So that obviously set it apart from being a pedophile. A pedophile need to be at least 5 years of age gap of the person, higher. And there is a source. What is a complex? Complex is a obsession, like he said, that's correct. It's obsession, infatuation. And it is not necessarily sexual. You don't need to be sexually stimulated to have a complex. This is an example of somebody saying that they love their brother. They're not saying they want to fuck their brother. They're saying that they want to have a good relationship. They love their brother. It's just an obsession they have because they're really fond of their brother. And there you go, you can have lolicons. There are not necessarily NSFW about it. And that's how you get a sexual lolicons. They are, of course, hair and a minimal type, but they exist, so it's fair to notice it. So what would be lolicon scientifically? Here's a paper, there's a peer-reviewed paper, that classifies attractions towards cartoons, especially in Japanese media, as fictophilia. You can call it many different names, as tunophilia, as shandiophilia, fictophilia, but generally that's how it is classified scientifically. And in anime, we know that pedophilia is completely different as Lolita complex, because Lolita complex is a completely subjective and vague terminology. Now let's go to the main arguments. Goho Loli Loli Baba. This is a character called Chuten Doji, and she is based off her VA, her voice actress. Her VA is called the legal lolly in real life because she's short, just like Shuten. She has the same exact height and she has the same features. The difference is Shuten is obviously cartoonified. And about age of the characters, is just, don't mind you, the first character to ever be called a lolly to be designed as so in new. And 1979 was a character is 18 years old. So you see, it's not just a very, very rare exception. And it's not just me pulling up a character and say, oh, this Dragon Lolly has 9,000 years old. Many of these are based directly on Petite Women. But since my guy here, he posted sexualized depictions of a character that is 15 years old canonically, I will say he does not care about age, so I'll proceed to the next argument. Proportions. Lolis are not necessarily prepubescent looking. So if they are not necessarily prepubescent looking, they cannot, even if you think of them as real life, they cannot be diagnosed you as a pedophile. Even if you put the pubescent character in real life, you wouldn't be diagnosed as a pedophile for them. So even if you don't believe that life in fiction, reality, you need to like exactly what you like in both cases, you still wouldn't believe that all polygons are pedophiles. And that here we get the definition that clearly states that lolis have pubescent characteristics. And this definition is nothing coming from me. It's coming from the biggest site on Japanese media, and Lolly art that speaks it. And this style of creation is very old. It dates from the very, very first Lolly drawings from the 80s from Ushiyama Aki and Hideo Azuma. Here's some examples of clear lollies that can be based off around petite adults. There is a whole section of Javiavi that is basically pornographic actress that they are classified as lolly in real life. Why? Because they are very short and they are petite. And to show you more what showcase was the differentiation is, I'm going to do this. I simply put the real life people through the AI and you can see how they are perfectly matched with many lolly or average lolly characters. So why do people like lollies? There is many reasons. First one is simply that the range of attractions is wider in fiction. That like if you have a distasteful for really, really, really big-breasted people in real life because it looks ugly for you, you may find it better in fiction, in anime, because they are made to look perfect and symmetrical. The same way it can work the other way around. Second point, they like taboo shipping dynamics, and that's completely fine. Third point, CSA victims uses for cope. They rewrite the trauma with it. They cope with it. Another point, they can feel represented in self-inserting the lolly. That's actually a great deal of people self-insert themselves on the lolly character, not on the abuser in this case. And like the iProcket said, pedophiles can also like it, like the very one that he stated. They can project themselves onto it, and that's completely something that also happens. I'm conceding this. I'm not saying that all lollicons are not pedophiles. And people can just like lollies platonically, like the asexuals that are cited, but they are, of course, the minority of the minority. No, but they look like children. Bro, they do not, because they look more like aliens in children. And if you're trying to say that is an excuse that they look like how they look, so I can loot off their bodies, you like this Wojak lolly over here? No, nobody finds that beauty because we do not like the body for the body. It's not an excuse. We like the whole complex thing. We like the moe of the card. Here are a few citations. He said that there is no studies about it, but there is studies about it. There is many citations about it. And this is the first one. There is no claim to support that the existence of lolicon or engagement with such content encourages cognitive distortions. This is another report that was looked into by the Danish government, and they simply come out to say that it does not provoke the people to engage in child sex abuse. These are very, very interesting one because this one was made in pedophiles to see how do they can cope with pedophilia without acting on it. And one of the things they tried is giving them lollicon. And they noted that specifically the exclusive pedophiles, the ones that can only be attracted to children, have difficulty to cope with it. So if it was pedophilia, this could not possibly happen. Simulacra. First, we need to understand that virtual child pornography is something that's very, very broad, and it includes petite women as well. Lolly is simply a simulacrum, not a representation of something that is real, but something that substitutes completely what is real. Legal and moral. It's very legal in the US. The last legal case that was referred to was in 2019 when the UN tried to ban it. And they simply say that it is protected by the First Amendment. They would never say this as far as illegal. I bought lollies online. It is not illegal.
That's time. That's 11 minutes. I can give you maybe another 20 seconds if you want to conclude.
Just conclude really fast. And the case they had that Judica Lolicon is complete was Ashcroft vs. Free Speech Coalition.
You got it.
That's it.
With that, I want to say thank you very much for those opening statements. We are going to jump into open dialogue. If you happen to have any questions, folks, you can submit them via the Q&A, or I should say, if you have any questions for the Q&A, which will follow the open discussion, you can tag me with @ModernDayDebate in the live chat, or you can also do a super chat, in which case we push those questions to the top of the list. And with that, thank you very much. I, Hypocrite, and Evad, the floor is all yours for that open dialogue.
One thing I want to point out there in his opening statement is that he claimed he had like debunked or refuted something I had said, which is that there hasn't been any research done, any kind of objective empirical research on whether or not lolicons have pedophilic tendencies. And then he showed reports. He showed some reports claiming to refute that, but they don't actually refute that. If you do a report on what evidence is available, and you come back and you say, well, we couldn't find any evidence, that doesn't mean you actually conducted the research. That just means you looked to see if anybody else had conducted the research, couldn't find the research, and said the research doesn't exist. But again, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. So a report saying we couldn't find any evidence that these guys doesn't mean they actually conducted a study where they took them, hooked them up to fallometric testing or a polygraph or something like that, and actually tried to determine whether or not they're pedophiles. So that's the first thing, and I don't know if you want to respond to that, but
I do.
Okay.
Even if you think that's like someone saying there is absence of evidence, if there was evidence, this would be show up. When they look into it, if there was evidence, it would be show up.
They just sit
on a desk and say, yeah, I think so, and then write the document. That was not what happened.
Do you know what a meta study is, or like a meta analysis, right? It's when you look at all the studies you have available and then you draw conclusions you can from that studies. If you look and there's no studies, you can't draw conclusions. So then the report will state we couldn't draw this conclusion because the evidence doesn't exist. Right. Show me the research where they actually tested lolicons to see if they're pet. It's not a thing.
No. You don't.
You can't analyze the studies and then determine there's not adequate research. What do you mean it's not a thing?
Let me say, you cannot say that you can only have something, some science, if it is a study. That's not a thing. It's a science because the expert's saying. You sit there, expert. So I'm sitting an expert.
Why don't you define for us the methodology that they used to determine whether or not lolicons.
What's the methodology that your expert used it to say that it was necessary to diagnose?
In that study,
it's not a study, but continue.
Well, it is. No, it is not. You're right. It's an article. It's a published
article in
the journal.
See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So it was a recommendation from an expert. I agree.
It's not
empirical evidence. I agree.
So why are you trying to discard my argument, but your argument is the same?
No, I'm saying it's you acted literally the as same. If you... Listen, you acted as if you had refuted me and shown that they have researched this and found that there's no link, but that's not true. The research doesn't exist.
It exists. You didn't just cite one. I have many citations left.
Okay. So again, if you're going to claim that the research exists, I'll ask you to lay out the methodology that they used in the research.
I can give you some here. Let me check. For instance, they found out they studied the history of lolicons, and of course, on the 80s, when child pornography was still legal in Japan, they had a huge magazine, was the biggest magazine ever in Japan, that has lolicon, and it also is used to run together with child pornography on it, pictures of it, and lolicons actually ran out of it and pressured the magazine was still legal. They pressured the magazine to remove the contents. And this is not just the child pornography.
Okay, well, that's an anecdote. That's not
scientific research. No, it's not. It's the biggest No. It is, because it's not just one case. I'm not citing one anecdote of one dude. I'm seeing the biggest magazine ever on Lolicon. It's the very magazine that gave birth to the term otaku. It's the biggest one. It's not just a small anecdote of one dude.
It's still not, what you're saying is not scientific research. That's public.
Of course it's scientific.
That's just like
research.
Public opinion. What do you mean it's scientific
it's
research?
Not, how is
so
not?
A bunch of lolicons who liked this magazine, asked them to stop publishing the child porn. That's your argument, right? That's
not. Pre-pressure. And that's
an anecdote.
It's not an anecdote. Because it's not one dude. It's not one individual. It's the biggest magazine ever.
But we don't. So, what was the percentage of the users who were lollies? Like this is
where lollies. Nobody's lollies. You can't look at the data. Who is lollies? Lollies is the character, not the people.
What are you talking about? Lollicons.
You don't even know the definition.
Yeah, I use those terms interchangeably. I don't think people are too worried about the technical aspects of the terms. Okay. There's no research. We agree. We can put that aside.
I just say that is, and I showed you that is.
Well, I guess the audience can determine for themselves whether or not they consider your anecdote to be a study.
It's a whole magazine. The biggest one. It's not a dude. That is not how anecdote works.
So you're describing like a movement at best. You're saying this was like a movement of the lollicons. That's still not a scientific study, but you know, an actual methodology would be like something that I described where they would like do fallometric testing or the lie detector test, something like that, to determine whether or not there's actually a correlation. That would be real research. But I wanted to ask you about something else you said in your opening, which is you said something like the lolly can be older than the lollicon, and therefore, okay. What I said was that for the stuff I'm talking about like explicitly underage. So when you say the lolly can be older, are you talking about lollies that are like older than 12? For that argument,
lollies can be literally any age.
Right. So you're not talking about like the lolly can be 12 and the lollicon can be like 6 or something. Like that would be silly, right?
The lolly can be 18 and the lollicon can be 16, and then you are still a lollicon for it.
Okay. Well, if the lollicon's 18, it's not really petted. If the lolly is 18, then it's not really pedophilic. So I want to go back to the thing that I said in my opening, which is that I want to focus.
That's not how it works.
So I just want to ask you your opinion on this, though. I want to confirm this with you.
Sure.
If we're going to focus on the like extreme end of the spectrum, which is explicit and pornographic material that depicts children, right? Like, do you agree that that's a thing?
That is, lolicon does not depict children. Lolicon does not depict children.
What I mean by depict children is drawings of children.
Drawings of what children?
Just a child, a drawing depicting a child.
Fictional, pay attention. A fictional character is not a human being. It's not a child. They don't constitute the definition of a child. If I draw on paint right now and I make a little stick man, I put 11 over his head, it's not a child. That's a fictional character.
I understand that a drawing is not a literal human being.
Not literal, just a basic sense. Just a basic sense of the word child.
It's a drawing of a child. The character is a child. So
The character is not a child.
You're saying you cannot draw a child. That's your position.
No. You can draw a child. You can come. Okay. If I have a daughter, someone else can make a drawing of my daughter. And that is, by definition, a drawing of a child. But if I draw a fictional character, that is not a drawing of a child. When you say a drawing of a child, you imply the child.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to gather myself here. So if... Let's say somebody... Okay, here's a question for you. How do you know that the lollies are not inspired by real children?
I can give you reference right now, see if you let me share a screen.
Let me rephrase it. Is it theoretically possible that a lolly could be inspired by a real child?
I mean, yes.
Okay. So it is possible, and you wouldn't really have any way of knowing unless the person told you or something like that, right?
Same with any kind of fort.
Okay, right. Okay, so let's say, for the sake of argument, again, I'm just trying to like do the most steel man, the most worst example. So let's say somebody has a daughter or their friend has a daughter who's like 6 years old. They draw a lolly based off of that child, and they depict the girl getting like raped. And then they traffic that on pornographic websites for people to masturbate to, right? Would that be a pornographic depiction of a child?
That's identifiable as a child, yes.
Okay. So we agree then that there can be lollies, which are pornographic drawings depicting children in sexual situations. So would you consider somebody who masturbates to those to be pedophiles?
If they're conscious about it, yes.
If they're conscious about that, it's that.
Yeah, if they know about it. If I draw a stickman right now and I say, "Oh, I'm not going to say anything, but I have friends a real child right now," and then somebody masturbates to the stickman and they don't know about it, that doesn't make them a pedophile.
So they have to know that it's a child. I mean,
yes. Oh, okay. You're going to say that masturbated to a stick man is pedophilia right now?
To a stick man?
Yes.
I mean, well, the thing is you can
yes
just
or no.
Use your
imagination. Yes or no. Because it's your argument.
Well, you can use your imagination, right? So that's the problem, is it's hard to know what is in somebody's mind.
I mean, pedophilia, by definition, is the fantasies with children. Like biological right. Children. You can look at the stickman and then imagine a child, an actual
exactly.
child, and then
exactly.
be a pedophile about it.
Yes.
But on the behalf of being a stickman alone and masturbating towards the stickman, you agree it's not pedophilia. Even if it's the person that makes the stickman draw it to reference on a child by some reason.
Sorry?
You agree that the stickman does not make somebody a pedophile necessarily, correct? Even if the person that drew the stickman is going to reference that on a child, correct?
Sorry, if they're not referencing the stickman for a child, they're not a pedophile. Look, man, it's hard for me to relate to because I don't jerk off to cartoons. It's hard for me to understand.
Why don't I take the question? Yes, sorry.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I'm really
simply. I'll reformulate. You have a stickman. The person that drew the stickman make the reference on an actual child. But
right. Also, the stickman's inspired
me,
by a child.
Yes. But it's just a stickman. Doesn't have anything special. And then someone else looks at the stickman and goes, "Oh my God, that's so hot." And they masturbate to stickman and they don't know about it.
Right.
Is that person a pedophile?
I mean, I can't guarantee that they are, but it's sort of a ridiculous hypothetical because I don't think people are jerking
don't
off
fight
the stickman,
hypothetical.
Right.
Answer.
Okay. I'll say no. I guess
okay.
Not. We couldn't guarantee it. That's right. Okay.
Finally.
Okay. So here's the, like, why jerk off to drawings that look like children? Why do that? Why not just jerk off to, it'd be better not to use porn at all, not to masturbate at all, but if you're going to do it, why not do it to drawings that look like adults?
They don't look like children to me. They look like children to you.
Okay. So you don't think that there's any lolly that looks like a child at all?
No, I don't. If they look realistic, they're not
allowed. That seems a little bit disingenuous.
No, that's entirely subjective.
Okay, well, I guess we could ask a jury of your peers at some point what they think. But speaking of which, let's talk to the legal question.
Sure.
You said it's not illegal because you have imported Lolicon.
No. I say it is not illegal because the UN tried to ban it in 2019. In US, Austria, and Japan categorically said it is protected by their freedom of speech laws. And this is official. I give you the source. You can return the video later. You can read it.
What's the UN?
the UN tried to ban it, and the US responded saying it is typically protected by the First Amendment. That's not a discussion that we need to have.
No, it isn't. This is a
no. It's not. Illegality of it. The legality of it is not matter for
yes.
the clinical
definition.
Yes,
we're discussing the legality for sure because it's not legal if it's obscene. That's why people go to jail for it, right?
Obscenity which is what I referenced. It's a joke law. It matters by case basis. It's not a blanket ban on literally anything. There is 90,000 obscenity cases. You're not going to sit here and tell me that going to Pornhub is illegal because some porn was banned for it.
We're going to make it illegal. That's coming down.
Oh, so you admit it's not illegal. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
No, porn. We're talking porn. Porn is not illegal currently, but I'm talking about obscene depictions of children.
Right? That is not depictions
of obscene drawings of children in sexual activities is illegal.
That is 90,000 kids. I'll repeat you. 90,000 kids of obscenity. And that is like two or three on cartoons. You are not claiming that porn or me going to a porn hub is illegal. Why are you claiming that loli hentai is illegal?
Because people go to jail for it in the US.
People go to jail for obscenity for porn too, bro. You're not addressing the argument.
What do you mean?
I will repeat one more time. There is 90,000 cases of obscenity. That is like three on cartoons. Why are you not saying that every other case is telling me that is a blanket ban on porn?
Right. So, well, this goes back to what I said in my opening statement, which is I'm talking about stuff on the far end of the spectrum, right? I'm not talking about like the Sailor Moon cartoon or whatever. I'm talking about explicit obscene drawings of children in sexual activities.
And how do that address me saying that's like 8,099 cases of pornographic being considered obscene, and you're not saying that is illegal categorically because of it.
Right, but the obscene stuff is illegal. That's the point.
Oh my God. You do realize that obscenity in legal terms is not the same as in logical terms, right?
What is obscenity in logical terms? Yeah, I understand there's like legal tests for what is determined.
Yes,
there is
a Mueller test. Yes, right, that is a test for you.
Right. And I also understand that when people are brought in front of a jury and the jury sees the cartoon children that they're masturbating to, the juries then decide to send those people to jail.
Literally who?
Who are the people?
Yes, who the people in US that did that? There is not a single case of conviction in US that was not by somebody who already had actual child porn.
No, that's not true. There's
that
there's
is
two.
True. Tell me one.
There's,
tell me one.
I'll tell you two. Christopher sure. Handley and Thomas Allen Arthur.
Oh my God. I think Handley is the bald man. Is the bald man? I think if he Handley is the bald man. I think there is two cases. One, the guy had actual pornography, and the other was a plea guilty. It was not a conviction.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's Handley. He did also have real child porn and he had Lolicon and he was convicted for
yes,
both.
Yes.
Right. Right. So that's one example of a guy being convicted for having Lolicon.
Not
and the
solely
other,
on Lolicon.
What?
Not solely on Lolicon.
Yeah, well, he also, you know,
that is
he
not
also
a single case
porn.
Of solely.
I'm not sure the fact that the Lolicon also had real child porn supports your argument that much.
Supports,
but it's true. He
supports
did.
Because you don't get it just by being a Lolicon, just having Lolicon. You have to get something else, or you need to plead guilty, like, you know.
Okay, and what about the other guy, Thomas Allen Arthur?
Thomas Allen Arthur? What's the guy that pled guilty?
No, he didn't plead guilty. He was convicted by a jury of his peers.
Let me see. Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure there is only two cases and one is the plead guilty. Allen Arthur.
The guy we just talked about pled guilty, Christopher Handley. He had porn and Lolicon and he pled guilty to all counts. Thomas Allen Arthur was convicted by a jury of his peers and sentenced to 40 years in prison. And that was he was convicted in 2021 as well, this guy. So this isn't like old news. This is recent with the up-to-date laws.
Like I see over here, he had other issues as well. It was not solely based on lollipop as well. He had assaulted females, had done a lot of stuff that actually categorically make him more likely to be charged with stuff. That is still not just on lollipop.
No. So after he was convicted, it came out that he had, in fact, molested a child. But that's not what he was charged with and brought to court. That came out after. Which, again, it's a bad look. This guy who just is, you know, he's charged for trafficking in fictional material only, that he wasn't charged for real child porn. He wasn't charged for sex. He was charged for trafficking this fictional material. And he was convicted, and then it came out afterwards that he had also, one of his victims came forward after he was arrested and charged, and it came out that he was, that he had sexually molested a child. Mm-hmm. I can read the link, or I can give the link here.
Additionally, according to court documents and statements made at the sentencing, Arthur sexually assaulted two females.
During the investigation of the case, right?
Yeah, it was not after.
It was after he was arrested, yeah.
No, it was after the sentence. It was before the sentencing. It was taken into observation that as well. It was not just solely on lollipop. If that was even lollipop, because Victor child pornography has a really, really wide blanket.
He wasn't charged for sexual assault or molestation. He was charged.
It doesn't matter. When somebody is charged with something like obscenity, they look up their history and what they have. And then they decide if he's due or not.
Right, right. So you agree that it's illegal, but your argument is that they're not going to come after you as long as you don't. Like,
no, I don't agree. It's illegal. It's not illegal. Obscenity.
We just objectively proved it's illegal because of the sentencing.
No, obscenity law is case by case basis. It's not a blanket ban or anything. You're going to say that porn is illegal because there's 8,000 cases of obscenity charges for porn?
No, but we're talking about the obscene stuff, right?
And
the
thing obscenity. Is, obscenity law also includes pornography.
Listen. Here's the thing about when it comes to these lollicon convictions.
Come on.
Again, there's other ones in other countries as well. What the thing is that they've never convicted anybody for lollicon that depicted adults or like manga, sexual hentai. Is that what it's called? Hentai? They've never convicted anybody for looking at hentai that depicts adults. Every single of these convictions, it's because it was depicting children. Look, so that's where the jury's draw the line. Right? That's where you're crossing the obscenity line, is when you're jerking off to drawings of children.
No. Obscenity does not just cartoons. Why? The 14668 is not just
talking about lollicon, though. I'm not talking about obscenity. I'm talking about.
But you talk about obscenity. You talk about obscenity charges. Obscenity charges do not just.
Yes, obscenity charges for lollicon. That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about
when does lollicon cross the line into illegal obscenity? The answer is when it's depicting children in explicit sexual
situations. Hold on one sec. I just to be sure, because if there's too much talking over each other, I like letting it fly. Because we like it wild here, but we don't like it too wild, because then they can't hear you guys. So let's let LP finish that sentence, and then we'll come right back to you, and we'll give you a full 30 seconds or a minute of that.
When lollicon becomes illegally obscene, when it depicts children in sexually explicit situations. That's the reason I'm saying that. What I'm basing that on is the fact that that's what all of the convictions have been for. There haven't been convictions for people looking at hentai that depicted adults or demons or whatever. It's when you start doing it with children that the authorities and the juries, they say, no, you're going to jail.
Like I said, in 2019, they categorically said it's protected by the First Amendment. They would not have said that if it was illegal. And they literally use the word "not a real child" on the part when they say that. So
I don't know why you're even bringing up the UN at all. You're talking about the UN, though.
Before we come back to you, LP.
Well, can you just be clear on what, because nobody even knows what you're talking about. You're talking about some UN declaration, as if anybody gives a shit what the UN has to say about anything.
No. I said the UN tried to ban it, and the US responded saying it is typically protected by the First Amendment because there is no real shark.
Well, that the, is UN has no, the UN has no authority.
Yeah,
to ban
the US thing. The US have it. That's why I'm saying the US answer it that way. That's right, not so, the UN saying it. That's the US saying.
So how? So you're saying Thomas Allen Arthur's conviction is unlawful? Is that
No. If you read the document, obscenity is an exception to the rule, not the rule.
Right. So the obscene stuff is illegal. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been arguing this whole
time.
I'm not saying all lolicon or all lollies are illegal. I'm saying the obscene stuff, and even you can probably have really gross obscene stuff that a lot of people would consider obscene, but it isn't depicting children.
You're probably not gonna go to jail for that. Let me speak.
All right. I'm sorry, but
you're not letting me speak.
Now. You're agreeing with me.
No,
now,
I'm not.
So there's nothing wrong with
that. Hold on, let's hear from lolicon.
When they say that it was legal, they were not referencing SFW, QTZ, lolly. They were referencing pornography. The whole talk was about explicit material, not a gray area, just edgy. No, that was about pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't come to talk to me that's what is not obscene, like it's a logical term, it's a legal term, and that's case by case basis. It is not a blanket ban on anything, just like it's not on pornography.
Right, but you agree that you can go to jail for your lolicon. That's the point, right? It's possible you can go to jail for uploading these drawings to Twitter or Discord or whatever. That's the important part you need to agree on.
I just can go to jail by uploading that if I infringe someone else, like unwanted, or if I wanted sexual harassment. Sexual sending stuff to people that doesn't want it, or if I have some other charges with me, so that categorically makes me a target for the charges.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
You didn't
you can
show
go
me
to
a
jail.
Single case.
You can go to jail. I showed you the case.
In the show, there was more stuff on the case. How the thing
he was down. Not charged with sexual assault
it
or molestation.
It doesn't matter. They look.
It doesn't
at their
matter.
Best.
Okay, so again, your argument is that it's illegal under the law, but they're not going to come after you as long as you are only jerking off to drawings of children, right? But if you're trafficking this material, do not do anything else illegal. Do not assault any women, because then they'll charge you. That's your argument. Your argument is not that it's legal. Your argument is just that they won't come after you as long as you keep your nose relatively clean.
No, that's not it.
That is exactly what you're saying.
No, that is not. Because if it's legal, lolicon alone is legal, then it is legal. If something else that comes forward with it and makes it illegal, that's different. You need to summon something else to make it illegal.
But you're wrong when you say that.
It's literally that.
Well, no, that's not true. You're wrong.
You're in denial.
Obscene material can put you in jail.
If you have something
that's
else.
That's a law.
Yes.
What do you mean? If? No, the law is obscenity, right? So they can.
Obscenity
if they find you trafficking
is a joke
obscene,
law that's based case by case basis.
It's a joke law? Is that what you said?
Yes, it's a joke
right,
law.
So you don't have to
basis.
Like the law. You're entitled to your opinion, but it is the law. That's the point.
And it's case by case basis. You don't know that, right?
So
you admit this case by case basis.
Yes,
thank you. It's not categorically legal. Thank you.
And you agree that you can go to jail for lolicon under obscenity laws.
If you have another stuff, you can also go for actual normal porn. Yes, there's 8,000 cases for normal porn. That's not cartoons. So yes.
Okay, so just
you can go for,
so for all the lollies out there watching, you can go to jail for this stuff. So just be aware. You know, also God is watching you. Another thing to think about. Maybe just examine all your life choices.
If they do anything wrong, like actual child pornography, they molest actual people, they can go to jail, and they should.
Well, I mean, they should go to jail. All of you guys should go to jail. And actually, it should be a capital crime, in my opinion.
Oh,
right. It shouldn't be jail.
Neat,
it should be death penalty. Yeah,
that's neat, bro. You want to kill people because of me drowning something, the harmless drowning.
Yeah, a jury of your peers.
Oh, you're totally normal person, bro. You are the normal person in the room, bro.
I am.
You want to kill people because of harmless cartoons.
Yes, I dream of the day that you're all dragged in front of a jury of your peers. They see the things you've been jerking your pulling your pud to, and they decide your fate. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for us to actually start cleaning up the filth in this country for real.
You can try, bro. You can try on me.
Okay.
This might be a good chance to go into the Q&A. Folks, if you happen to have any questions, do let us know. Otherwise, gentlemen, do you have any last, you could say, summary statements before we go into the Q&A? Maybe 2 minutes each, if you'd like. Feel good? Okay, we'll jump right into the Q&A.
I'll just reiterate that he basically conceded you can go to jail for Lolicon. It's a child porn charge, and that's a diagnostic for pedophilia. So being a Lolicon does make you a pedophile.
Let me just say something. He posted sexual depictions of Sonic that 15 years old. So technically, he's into minors as well, but he's on the statement. Let's go now.
We'll jump into the Q&A. Do want to say thanks so much for your questions, folks. If you happen to have any, you can tag me with @ModernDayDebate at the live chat, or if you'd like to push your question to the top of the list or make a statement, you can do a super chat. We're going to start with this one coming in from, thanks so much, do appreciate your question. Quani Upstate says, will Evad admit to possessing Lolicon material on his computer? That's a good test if he believes what he says.
I had to admit I have like about 23,000 items on Loli Hentai explicit stuff, and most of it is very pornographic, like very depiction, like very explicit. Yes.
And does your family know that that's what you're into?
Oh, yes, yes. My family knows. The Kafka trap doesn't work with me because my family knows. They don't care. My mother.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They call it dolls. Because they know it's not real.
Okay.
This one from, and folks, as you know, I think I mentioned it earlier, if you happen to do a super chat, you can also do a statement. There is one from Hitchens Boot that says, LOL, this Loli guy is getting destroyed so bad. Okay, I'm sorry, Loli guy. But we want to reinforce, actually, a couple of things. One, we hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you are from, as well as both of our guests are linked in the description. So if you'd like to hear more from iHypocrite or Evad, you can by clicking on those links right now. And there's something important. It's one thing to be knowledgeable about your own side. It's another thing to be wise, where you can accurately depict the other person's argument in a charitable or strong way. So that's one reason to click on those links. This one from Lieutenant.
I just want to say in response to that chat, I'll throw him a bone here. I think he did a better job, Ivad did, than I was expecting. He brought, I'm not saying he won or that I'm convinced by his arguments, but I was expecting the arguments to be worse than they were. So I'll give him a shout out for that.
Juicy. And Penamat says, I think Lolicon is horrible, but I don't think it should be treated like child prawn. That's legal. A legal can of worms you don't want to open. You'll have people registering as offenders for having DVDs of Dragon Ball Z.
Based.
This one from Kiwi in Springfield says, James is still my number one OnlyFans subscriber. That's not true. Says, thanks, bud. You're awesome.
Whoa.
You asshole. No, believe it or not, I am not subscribed to anybody on OnlyFans. This one from Big Cheese says, thanks for your super sticker. And this one from Jackowski says, there it is. iHypocrite wants to ban all porn.
Yes, that's correct. You know, when I started off, I was more libertarian and was more like, we should just restrict it better so minors can access it. Then I started looking into like the constitutional issues, and I realized the constitutional protections weren't there. And I said, well, that's democracy. If the people want to ban it, it should be banned. And then once you start saying that, the coomers come out of the woodwork to whine and cry. So you eventually reach a point where the reason you want it to be banned is just so these pathetic losers cry. Like, oh, what do you mean? I have a constitutional right to masturbate to video of meth heads having sex. You can't take that away. Like you just become so disgusted by these losers that becomes the reason in and of itself to ban it, is just to make them mad.
Juicy, to say the least. This one coming in from Quani.
upstate, says if possessing this material is not illegal, would Evad call the local police and tell them he has some on his computer?
I already declared I have over here. I have no intention to sexually harass police in my department. I have no intention to do that. If sexual harassment is not cool.
You got it. This one coming in from.
I don't think calling the police and confessing
and saying you have it porn. Hey, bro, I have porn. That's sexual harassment. That's
illegal. You're confessing a crime to the police, really.
You're having porn.
I don't think you're.
How is that a crime?
It's obscene.
I'm not going to start it over again. I'll give you all the reason you need.
Huh?
I'll give you all the reason you need.
Okay.
This one coming in from Dodo M says LP is projecting.
Yeah, I mean that's not people say that all the time. That's not an argument.
It is true because he likes 15-year-old cartoons, like I say in the show.
Yeah, so I posted the Sonic thing because it's cringe.
Yes, sexual. Yes.
It's furry.
Child porn is fine if it's cringe.
Look, I already said
you think it's child porn, and you posted you think it's fine if it's cringe. Child porn for you is fine if it's cringe.
You're being disingenuous here.
That's literally what you're saying.
That's
literally what you're saying.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody agrees with you.
This one from in the live chat. Chinese symbols that I don't understand. Thank you very much for your question. It says, ask the first guy, LP, if furries and animals are the same by his logic.
Like is furry porn I don't think
so
looking at, so looking at furry porn doesn't make you a pedophile. It makes you a zoophile, which means you want to fuck animals. And anecdotally speaking, you have stories in the media of like manga collectors who get busted with child porn or get busted.
Okay, so you're both children.
Hold on. Listen. And then you have these furries who get busted like fucking their dog or doing bestialities. I mean, those are just anecdotes, but it seems to be the people who like the drawings of children end up when they are busted, it ends up being over child porn shit. And the people who are into the drawing, they end up fucking animals. That comes out. So there does seem to be a correlation there, anecdotally speaking.
So you're a zoophile and a pedophile. Okay.
You got it. This one coming in from, do appreciate your question. Nicolo Diamo says, Brap and Nighttime Lime says, how cute is funny oomphy? What does this mean?
He's very cute and funny. I just need to know that. I love cute and funny. Can I talk about something really, really quick?
Sure.
Is it possible? There is a case of somebody called Melodine Duchesne in Ohio. She got 60 days in jail for damages and aggression because she was in a drive-thru for McDonald's and she aggressed some people and attacked people because they wouldn't serve her chicken nuggets. And while she was doing that, she said and screamed, I will go Super Saiyan. That's referencing Dragon Ball Z. So technically, it is an anecdotal to show that Dragon Ball Z would have to be banned because there is somebody who was inspired for Dragon Ball Z to committing something in real life, violent act.
I agree. All anime should be banned. I completely agree. It's for the common good.
Bro. Oh, Jesus.
This one coming in from Mike says, for both LP and Evad, thank you very much for the debate. I really appreciate your time. That's positive. Appreciate your positivity, Mike. This one coming in from Komoribi says, would that mean video games is real murder or that furries want to hurt real animals?
Yeah, so the video game, and in my opening statement, I referenced like they have a bunch of bad arguments. This is an example of the really bad arguments. They like to say like, oh, you think playing GTA is going to make, you know, people go out and commit murder. First of all, the reason I hate Lolicon isn't because I think it's going to make you go out and molest a child. Even if I knew 100% guaranteed it wasn't going to, you're still like masturbating to a drawing of a child. So it's still morally wrong and repugnant and disgusting what you're doing, regardless of anything else that it may or may not lead to. Second of all, the argument about video games is a really terrible false equivalency because, you know, people like, masturbating to porn is a substitution for sex. That's why people, they want to have sex, they want to come, they don't have somebody to have sex with, so they jerk off to porn instead. People play video games because they want to have fun. If you're, you know, pulling your pud to a porn video and a genie pops out and asks you if you want to have sex with a girl, a lot of people would say yes. But if you had the same situation with Grand Theft Auto, it's like, do you want to go out and murder people? And you won't get caught. You'll never face any repercussions, but you will be killing real people and their loved ones will have their lives destroyed. The average person is going to say, no, I'm good. I'll stick with the video game. So this entire argument that if you think lolicons are pedophiles, you think GTA should be banned because it makes people want to murder. It's predicated on the idea that people are as interested in committing murder as they are in having sex with a porn star. But I think you'll find in reality, people are a little bit more interested in having sex with porn stars than they are in committing murder.
Let me say something. Bro, you just say that you want to ban Dragon Ball for violence, not porn.
I was joking about banning anime. That was a joke. I like to meme about anime.
Oh, now
you
backtrack. Okay.
You got me. I'm backpedaling. You got me. So I forgot you're autistic. Yeah. Next time I'm joking, no. I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a joke when you want it.
Yeah.
This one coming in from... Let me see. I thought we had one more. Want to say one last... Blank, thanks for your question. It says, for LP, can attractions against exclusively within fiction? I think they're meaning, like, can you have attraction to somebody that's in a fictional story? For example, can someone be attracted to RAPE in fiction, but not be, as if this isn't already demonetized, say, in fiction, but not be attracted to such in a real-life situation or content?
This is kind of what I just said. I think that's possible, but it is immoral all the same.
You got it. Thanks. Nicolo Diamo says, why is iHypocrite a clout chaser?
It's just in the genes, I guess.
Don't
blame me. I was born this way, you know? Just like the pedos like to say.
Dan the Second says, Evad's voice is cute. Also, LP, do you know what obscenity laws are?
We talked about them, the Miller test, all that stuff. Yeah. Obscenity laws, I know they're real, okay? And I know someday they're going to be applied.
Juicy.
When we take this country back.
Want to remind you folks, our guests are linked in the description. We really do appreciate all of our guests that come on to Modern Day Debate, as they are the lifeblood of the channel. If you haven't yet, and that includes with the podcast, we put our guest links in the podcast. So if you're listening via the podcast right now, you can find both LPs, aka iHypocrite, and if ads links in the description box there as well. Folks, if you didn't know, we have a podcast. No ads at all. If you want to drive around town and you have bad service here or there, you want to just have smooth listening and not worry about data, hey, you can download the podcast. Zero ads. It's a nice little trick. With that, want to say huge thanks to LP and iHypocrite, a.k.a. HiHypocrite, and Evad. It's been a true pleasure to have you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Christ is king, everyone. God is watching Christ is king, you, so, yes. So think about what you're doing.
God's like sexuality.
This one just in from Jackowski says, LP being ableist towards autistic people now. I'm autistic. I have lost any and all semblances of respect I may have once had for him.
Yeah, that's fine. I would encourage everybody also to donate to Autism Speaks so that we can cure, you know, we can rid the world of this terrible. That's another terrible affliction we need to deal with, is this autism scourge. Okay, so donate to Autism Speaks because they're trying to find a cure.
With that, want to say both of our guests are linked in the description and appreciate you being with us tonight. We have another juicy debate coming up that I mentioned. The topic is still being negotiated, but I can tell you it's going to be a juicy one. Alex Stein and Hunter Avalon, as you can see at the bottom right of your screen. You don't want to miss it. Hit that subscribe button. And with that, I'll be right back in just a moment with an update on other upcoming debates.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.